Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I don't believe his thorn in the flesh was his eyesight, even though I'm sure it gave him problems. Paul told us in that couple preceding verses what his thorn in the flesh was. Paul was clear when he said, a messenger of Satan was to buffet me. A messenger of Satan was sent to buffet me. The word buffet means to beat up upon. In other words, we read the rest of that verse. Paul talks about going into a third heaven. He said, I saw things that are not lawful to utter, and that eyes have not seen nor ears have heard what God has prepared for me. Paul saw these things, but God sent a messenger, Satan, allowed this happen, where Paul used these words, unless I be exalted. And so Paul had, I got to be very careful when I say this, because that messenger, Satan, was there so Paul would not be puffed up, would not go about telling everything that he had seen. Now, Paul didn't go around in a state of depression. So I want to say it before I say this. Paul did not take Xanax or whatever that stuff is, you know, for depression. He didn't have to do that. But obviously Paul had some things. A messenger of Satan was sent to buffet me. And to keep Paul from, he said, lest I exalt myself. I think he kept him kind of on an even keel, if you would say. Paul had mountains and Paul had valleys, okay? And the messenger, Satan, it was real, was sent to buffet him. So I'm going to say this, and we're getting to our study. A believer cannot be possessed by a demon. They cannot be possessed by a devil. Jesus spoke about this, about a house, and you can't do that. However, they can be oppressed. You get the difference. You cannot be possessed. In other words, they cannot be inside of you. The Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, dwells inside of us. But externally, that we can be oppressed. And that's where we get some of our problems. It's not by Satan. Like a messenger of Satan was there for Paul. And if there was someone there for Paul, I wouldn't doubt there's probably demons, devils that bother us. Matter of fact, we read in 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, I think it's verse number 5. 1 Corinthians 6, the first part of chapter number 6, it talks about believers taking other believers to court. Remember, to law? And they said, don't take each other to sue each other in a court of law as believers in Christ. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, handle it among yourselves Judge among yourselves in the church. Let godly people handle your situation. Because he makes this statement, I think it's verse number 5. Know you not that ye shall judge angels? And a lot of people pass over that. And they want to keep moving. But Paul made an interesting statement there when he says, know you not that ye shall judge angels? Paul, what angels are we going to judge? Obviously, we're not going to judge holy angels. We're going to judge evil angels, or these fallen angels that are battling the earth today that are free. And I believe the angels that we would judge, and again, this is my opinion. Again, my opinion, but I think I'm on pretty good ground here. That those demons, those devils that bothered us sometimes, that God's going to give us ability when we get a glorified body in the millennium reign, in the millennial reign of Christ. And I'll be talking about the millennium here in a week or two in Thursday morning Bible class, all right? During the millennium, the Bible says that Satan will be cast he'll be bound for 1,000 years. We read that in Revelation chapter number 20. I remember we went to study. It doesn't say anything about demons. It doesn't say anything about these devils. What happens to them? I believe that we're going to be able to, because we'll have a glorified body, that we're able to apprehend these rascals. We can't do it now. We don't have a glorified body. Are y'all following me?
Yeah.
I'm just telling what Paul said. You're going to judge angels. Well, when are we going to judge angels? I think during the millennium, we're going to catch some of these rascals who bother us, and we'll see what happens to them. But anyway, that's a whole other story. But there are some that are free and some that are bound. Again, the ones that are free. We cannot be oppressed. I mean, possessed, but we can be oppressed. Now, unbelievers can definitely be possessed. No doubt about it. But be very careful when you see somebody acting a fool that you say he's demon-possessed. They're probably just acting like a fool. Okay? I will say this. The more you open yourself up to darkness, the more you open yourself up to evil, the more you open your heart up to the influence of these demons. And they are well able to possess an unbeliever. I've told you, and I won't go into detail, when I was in Kenya, Africa, because they call it the dark continent, you know. And so I remember full well, I was preaching on a Saturday morning on a place that's called Namawanga in a market. Literally, there were hundreds of people there in an open market where they sell fruits and vegetables, things of that nature. And we sung for a little while. I say we, they sang. I couldn't sing. Anyway, they sang. Gathered a bunch of people, hundreds of people gathered to hear the preaching of God's word. And I began preaching. And about, it wasn't 2-3 minutes into the preaching that somebody had appeared, probably about from here to Doug, that close to where we were at. Very close. And they started babbling, singing some kind of crazy stuff, and people didn't know what he was saying. He wasn't speaking Swahili. He wasn't speaking a tribal language. They were Luya there. They weren't speaking that language. Sure wasn't speaking English. Nobody said. So he was loud. He was being, what's the word am I looking for, Doug? This disruptive. It's a good, what were your word? Yeah, it's a good, disruptive. And so literally, here's what I did. And I had just started preaching. I bowed my head and I prayed, Lord, you have to do something about this. Just a 30-second prayer. I didn't throw oil on things and I just bowed my head, prayed, Lord, you got to do something. I said, amen. I lifted my head and that guy was gone. Gone. I finished preaching. And after preaching, I asked the preachers around and people, what happened to that individual? They have no idea. He just disappeared. Now, you say what you want to say. I believe that was a demon that was there to prevent the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Another example I could give you, but I'm telling you that demons are real. By the way, don't come after church and say, will you exorcise some demons out of so-and-so, so-and-so. We don't do that. Okay, now we'll pray, but I'm not going to do those things about the holy water and the cross and all these other things that they do. I'll pray for you, and I'll give you an example of a member that's in this church. They're not here today. Having to work. They live not too far from here, and they live with, I got to be careful how I say this. Don't you try to figure out who this is. I hear your wheels. Who is this? Okay. Okay, it's a guy. All right, sharing an apartment with another fellow. This was weeks, a couple of months ago. I think I've shared this with you. About he believes that he's in the occult. He just found this out. He just started sharing an apartment. He's in the occult, and he says some strange things he's never seen in his life is happening in that apartment. Preachers, what do I do? So well, we start praying and praying. I won't go into all detail. The following week, that same individual came to me. He said, you know, those things are gone now. We didn't throw holy water. I didn't go there exercise and throw crosses on his head. And he didn't go, you know, that thing they do with the exercise. They didn't do that kind of stuff. But I believe God will answer some people's prayer. Now he can live peacefully. And do y'all believe those kind of things? I do. I'm just telling you, it's a real thing. It's a real thing. Now, there are these free angels, and then there's these ones who are bound.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.